Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
First, let's take a look at what's been making headlines on the Rural News Desk this week with RNZ Rural News reporter Sally Murphy. And Sally, more response to the big dry affecting many in the food and fibre sector this week.
Yes, the government's extending drought support to Northland, Taranaki, Manawatu, Whanganui and Greater Wellington, including the Wairarapa, which has been struggling with the dry. They join many parts of the South Island now in drought. This unlocks tax relief for farmers and $80,000 for rural support trusts in the affected regions.
And New Zealand's expected to celebrate a big biosecurity win next week.
It is. The last remaining infected farm is set to be declared free of cattle disease Mycoplasma bovis next week. It's almost 7 years since it was first detected in New Zealand, and since 2017, more than 280 farms have been cleared of the disease, which can cause serious health problems for cows. The last infected farm in Canterbury has no animals left on it. It's been disinfected, and controls on it will be revoked next week. This means they can start rebuilding a herd.
Now, the new trade deal with Europe, set to come into force in May, is going to affect New Zealand cheese producers. They're going to have to come up with some new names by the look of things.
Yes, as part of the European Free Trade Deal, some cheese names like Feta and Gorgonzola will be protected. That means they can't be used by New Zealand producers. New Zealand Specialist Cheesemakers Association Chair Simon Lamb says cheesemakers will have 7 years to come up with alternative names.
What we're doing as an association and as a wider industry is setting up a group who will come up with a naming convention for the cheeses that we've got to change. And the first one that they will put the check the process with will be with Feta. And we potentially long-term are looking to put our own geographical indicators on those renamed cheeses, which would only be made with New Zealand milk in New Zealand. So we could use this to our advantage.
Now, let's take a look at some of your horticulture stories this week, Sally. Looks like a mixed bag there.
It is. It's still early days, but signs are very good for kiwifruit growers this season. Zespri has released its forecast per hectare returns for the fruit being harvested now, and they're well up on last year. Last year was pretty tough for growers, with some hard frosts at flowering time. This year's been a great growing season, and apart from a few orchards still impacted by Cyclone Gabrielle, most will return to making money this harvest. Here's Colin Bond, who's the head of kiwifruit grower group NZKGI.
Two things drive returns to growers. One is the price in market, and secondly, the yields that a grower can achieve on orchard. So last year prices were high, but yields were low, and this year we're hoping for a combination of both high yields and high market prices, which should deliver great overall returns to growers.
Meanwhile, the specialty apple grower and exporter Rocket Apple is expecting a record season, exporting double last year's volumes with 200 million apples. And this season's olive harvest is also looking good, with New Zealand groves loaded with fruit. Meanwhile, in the arable world, it's a different story for maize growers. Many will not make money from their crop this season due to rock-bottom prices and poor demand. Hopes of a turnaround in March haven't eventuated, and prices have instead dropped further.
But bully for beef farmers, Sally.
Yeah, low domestic beef production in the US has seen prices continue to grow, which is great news for farmers here. AgriHQ senior analyst Mel Crode says the US cow kill is 13% down on last year's volumes, and it's expected to drop even further as farmers rebuild their herds. And we're just going to keep the puns going, Sally. The salmon industry is coming along swimmingly. Strong demand, higher prices and lower fish mortality rates have seen New Zealand King Salmon return a solid full-year profit. The company's just reported a $28.5 million profit for the year to the end of January. That compares to just $1.9 million profit the year before.
Now, staying at sea, what's the latest on the debate around the export of live animals by sea?
Well, a primary production select committee hearing was recently held at Parliament and the issue came up there. You'll be aware the ban on live animal exports by sea came into effect last year, but the government has vowed to reinstate the trade. Here's Animal Welfare Minister Andrew Hoggard responding to a question about how ensuring animal welfare standards will be met.
So what we'll be doing is we'll have a full submission process. We'll be taking into account all those submissions there. What I'd say to all those people would be, let's see what we come back with in terms of what are the standards that we are proposing. So in my view, I believe we can do it well and we will be bringing forward standards that I believe will be, you know, giving confidence to people that we can do this at a good standard.
And just on live exports, over the ditch this week, the ABC reported more than 100 Australian cattle died on a live export ship to Indonesia. It's likely to be one of the highest mortality rates ever reported on an Australian cattle shipment. The Australian government confirmed a number of cattle deaths were reported over the weekend. The department concerned said it was investigating the deaths from the vessel Brahman Express.
And Sally, what's happening in the wine world?
Well, a warming climate is bad news for some of the world's top wine-producing regions, but possibly good news for New Zealand growers. Research estimates that up to 70% of the world's wine-producing areas could be impacted by extreme climate conditions, like heat waves or excessive droughts, if global temperatures increase beyond 2 degrees Celsius. But for 25% of existing wine regions like Tasmania, northern France and New Zealand, the warmer weather could make for better growing. Hey, and just before we go, we caught up with a third-generation cowboy from Rotorua. He's still basking in the glory after becoming New Zealand's all-round rodeo champion. Johnson Davis took the title after winning 2 of 3 events at the Methven Rodeo Championship Finals on Saturday.
Shoot, I've been doing this my whole life, so I'm 32 now, so yeah, I've done it ever since I was a little bitty kid, riding sheep and that out, docking and that, you know, and then I'd progress through the ranks, get on calves, steers, and then all the way up to bulls. So my grandfather got us started. I'm a third generation cowboy now and grew up on a farm and grew up riding horses and chasing cattle and sheep around on the farm. So, yeah, I'm pretty cowboy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.